Wake up, witches. I'm your host, Kat Adams, and you're listening to You're Not Stuck. And today, I need the reminder for myself. Because oftentimes, when you're on this journey to freedom, or you're already feeling free, it is two steps forward and one step back. You're going to learn some good information, and then you're going to forget it, and then you're going to have to relearn it. But the good thing is, once you learn it that first time, you're going to recognize what it is you're doing, whether that be limited beliefs or, like today's topic, negative energy. You're going to know how to deal with that before it gets out of hand. And as Taylor Swift says, I'm the problem, it's me. This time, it was my fault. So, like I said, talking about negative energy today, I fucked it all up. Actually, I've been fucking it up since October. So let's say between October and January, I put a shit ton of negative energy out there, and it got me into a real funk. So what do I mean when I'm talking about negative, dark, doo-doo energy? So have you ever walked into your home and you just feel drained, you feel defeated, you feel like you're suffocating, you just feel awful, and you don't really know how to explain that. You don't feel good. That is a product of negative energy. You can also feel that way on the inside, which I'm also guilty of, because I know it may come as a surprise, but I am not perfect. I fuck up all the time. So inside, outside, I've been surrounded by this negative energy, and right now I'm feeling amazing because it's spring cleaning time and I'm getting rid of all that shit on the inside and the outside, and I'm feeling better. Because full disclosure, I recorded this podcast three times when I was stuck in the dark doo-doo energy. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to push through it, yada, yada, yada. But today, I'm actually taking my own advice and giving myself a good scrub down, in my house a good scrub down, and starting all over, because it's spring cleaning time, bitches, and we are renewing ourselves, we're renewing our spaces, we're renewing our surroundings and our environment. And I hope all this work I'm doing can also inspire you and maybe let you recognize some of the shit you're doing that's causing you to be stuck in the dark doo-doo energy too. So what do I mean by dark doo-doo energy? Let me explain that in an easier way. And also how I used to think this was a load of bullshit. So when I first got my divorce, I was going to therapy. And my therapist and I were discussing how I could not sleep at night. I had a horrible, horrible sleep paralysis. I was having nightmares. You guys know I had a traumatic past with domestic abuse, and it was manifesting in my sleep, and I had these PTSD-like trauma symptoms, and I just could not get rid of it. And I was divorced. I was on the up and up, but I was struggling with sleep. And especially just nightmares keeping me up night after night. So when I told my therapist about it, she said, "Have you ever smudged your house?" Now, I had heard of smudging before, and this is way before I was in the woo-woo life. And I just kind of looked at her like, "What? Are you kidding me? Smudge my house. Okay, yeah, that's going to give me a good night's rest." And she's like, "No, just trust me on this. Don't knock it till you try it. Go home, smudge your house, because you have all this built up dark energy in your house. It's all this negativity, all that yelling, all those fights. That's trapped in your house. You have to get rid of it." I was like, okay, sure. I didn't believe her one bit, but I was desperate and I was tired and I really, really needed to sleep. So I went home and I did a little bit of research on energy. And I didn't know that energy can't be created and it can't be destroyed. We can only exchange it. So the universe is closed. All the energy in the universe is contained. But we as humans are open and we're constantly exchanging energy. Like, think about it. If you're stuck in traffic and you're flipping someone off because you're pissed off because you're late for work or whatever, you know you're exchanging some energy there. If you're hooking up with your hot date from Tinder, you know you're exchanging some fire-ass energy there. Energy is all around us and we don't question it. Like if we're driving down the street and we turn the radio on and that song magically comes through our speakers, and it comes through our speakers because it's coming through energy waves, like radio waves. I think those are the same thing. I hope I'm not talking out of my ass. I could be, but think about it. You don't think about radio waves. You can't see those. You don't think about microwaves when you're heating up your TV dinner. You can't see that. So yeah, there could be some negative energy waves around you. You could be causing that. Outside sources could be causing that. Doesn't matter who's causing it. It's causing you to feel drained. And negative, dark doo-doo energy isn't good for anyone, because when you're drained and you're feeling tired, you can't live your best life. You can't get unstuck from your shitty situations. Like you can't do anything. You don't have the capacity. You don't have the mental energy. You just can't do it. So the first thing you need to do when you start your spring cleaning this spring to get rid of this negative doo-doo energy are these things I'm about to tell you about. Because when I tried it and I smudged my house, I opened the windows and I got in every dark corner. I crawled under tables. I didn't want any energy from that motherfucker left in my house. And it worked. It freaking worked. I did not have any nightmares for the longest time. And I'm leaving it there because, like I said at the first of this podcast, I've been fucking up. It is two steps forward, one step back. So after I got rid of that negative draining energy in my house the first time with smudging, and I went like 2.5-3 years of no nightmares and just this being a light, airy, high vibe home, I caused the problem. Like I said, since the fall of last year, I have been in the biggest funk, and it was because I quit taking care of myself because I had a lot of pressure at work, a lot of pressure. In my day job, it went from like handling a lot of pressure to handling extreme pressure basically overnight. And I had to get on top of it or it was going to get worse. And it took me from October to about the beginning of January to get on top of my workload. And during that time, oh my gosh, I just did not take care of myself. And I hate to admit it. I put on 10 pounds in that short time because I was not taking care of myself. I hate to even admit that I totally let myself go and I ended up in this cesspool. And I was like, I was kind of a bitch. I was a bitch, I will admit. I was pretty bitchy and just sending out, exchanging that negative energy to anyone who came up in my house. You know, I was always tired. I was always grumpy. Even during the holidays, I couldn't get on top of my shit. I had a lot of negativity coming out of me. And that's compounded by the fact that I was also slipped into bad habits of looking at the news too much. And it just spiraled out of control. So this second go around, I fucked up. I'm the one that created all this negative energy in my house. And I've been feeling like, oh, the ick. I call it the ick. I've been feeling the ick because I've been soaking up this shit like a sponge. And my family's been soaking up this shit like a sponge. And it finally got to the point where like, I have to do something about it. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I don't want to feel tired. I have big goals for 2023. I got shit to do. So I remembered as soon as I started feeling this way and the nightmares returned, I was like, you know what? I got to fix this. I've got bad energy going again. Not only on the outside in my environment in my house, but also on the inside because I let work pressure just chip away at me. And then I also, you know, let my addiction to Reddit news really put me in a funk. So I've had to reshift my mindset for the millionth time. And, you know, like I always say, it's a journey. You're going to do it. You're going to forget all that good shit you know, and then you're going to have to remind yourself, and then back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But ultimately, you will arrive at your goals, and you're going to stay in stability and peace and those high, good vibes. And if you're still thinking like, this is bullshit, negative energy, ha, 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 yeah, whatever, let me tell you two things. One, in some states, realtors have to disclose if there has been like a violent murder or suicide in a home. Okay, why? Why, if people don't believe in this dark negative energy that gets trapped, why would that even be an issue? Haunted houses, things like that, I fully believe it's trapped energy because we know energy can't be created. It can't be destroyed. It can only be exchanged. So exchange that shit right out your fucking front door. You know, get rid of it. There's been a study with plants that give a better example of this. In this study, plants were put into two separate groups. One group of plants had people verbally abusing them, but the other group had people saying nice things to the plants and building them up and singing to them. This is no joke. So you can either scream at plants or you can sing to them and tell them how nice they smell and how much you love them. Guess which plant thrived? You know what I'm going to say. Otherwise, I'd have no podcast and I wouldn't know what I was talking about and all this shit would be bullshit. And it's not. The plants that had the sweet nothings whispered in their ear and listened to your singing, they thrived. So what does that tell you about energy? I know it sounds crazy, but if plants can pick up on your energy, then you as a human being and not a plant in the dirt, you also can pick up energy. So just know it's all around you, and how you deal with that is your choice. You have to take action on how to deal with that. If you don't want to get stuck in the ick, like if you're living with someone or you have lived with someone who's slinging their big dark dick doo-doo energy around, filling your house with all these bad vibes, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Like you don't need that around. And just trust me when I say it works. Here's the steps we're going to do during this amazing time to start spring cleaning on the inside and the outside. And the first thing you're going to do is going to be starting within. And that is, do not pick up your phone as soon as you get up in the morning. Don't pick it up. At least wait an hour, preferably more. Don't look at the news first thing in the morning. Reserve one time a day for looking at the news. And that's what I used to do and it felt amazing. And that's what I'm going to start doing again. So personally, my time is I will look at Reddit and the news around lunchtime. That way I'm not doing it first thing in the morning. It's not going to ruin my morning, you know, when I'm learning they're taking more women's rights away or some shit. And then I don't do it at night because I don't want it to disrupt my sleep. So I'm not filling my head with all those bad, negative stories, but once a day, and it's in the middle of the day, so I can flush that shit out by the end of the day. That will be my first recommendation on getting rid of negative energy. It's a super simple step. Anyone can do it. Anyway, I mean, come on. You're going to realize how addicted to your phone you are when you don't reach for it in the morning. And if you're like, oh, well, my alarm's on my phone, well, go get an old-timey alarm clock, okay? Simple fix, simple fix. These are simple fixes that are going to completely transform your life. So you can work on the bigger shit like getting unstuck in your shitty situations. And this is one shitty situation you're in, right? You're like swimming in this cesspool. You're marinating in negativity. You got to cut that shit out. Secondly, and you knew this was coming, sage your house. Sage your house. Open some windows. Make sure you get all the dark corners under some tables. Be careful. Don't set your house on fire. I am not telling you to set your house on fire. Please do some research on how to sage your house. You get a smudge stick and you just go around and you get the smoke everywhere. It's cleansing smoke, and you have set some intentions like, I'm getting rid of the dark doo-doo energy. It is flowing out these windows. By the way, open all doors and windows. That shit does not smell good, and it had burned my lungs for days the first time I did it. So you want to make sure you have plenty of airflow so the bad energy can get out and so your house doesn't smell like it's burning. So do that. And while you do it, you really do have to set those intentions and think, okay, I'm getting rid of the bad. It's not going to be in my house any longer. This house is my safe space. I'm not going to allow it to be full of negative energy. Are you the negative energy? Put some of that smoke on yourself, because if you're causing the problems like I was causing the problems, that's not good. Like, why would you do that to yourself and your family? Your family's got to put up with you. I have no idea how my family put up with me over the winter months, but I'm just glad everyone gets a fresh start in life. I needed that fresh start. I had no one to blame but me this time. I was the fuck up. So you're not going to pick up your phone for news or negative shit but once a day, right? Then you're going to smudge your house and you're going to open your windows while you do it and not burn the house down, while actively truly believing and getting in the mindset that you really are ridding your home of the bullshit. You're ridding your home of the bullshit. Also, you know, do all the normal things. Throw out the clothes you don't need anymore, any clutter. You need like an organized, nice space if you want to be productive, or at least I do. I think most people do. You know, do your normal spring cleaning, get rid of the dust, you know, just make it a bright, sunny, happy space where you can be in the right frame of mind to do the hard stuff. You're going to have a fresh start. I'm having a fresh start. We're all doing it together. I'm here with you. And lastly, this is also something I personally do, and it's another woo-woo thing, and you're going to think it's out there, but I give two shits these days. I have a sacket. Is that how you say that word? I am so bad at pronunciation. Sachet, whatever. I have this cute little white bag, and I put black tourmaline or black obsidian, because both of those stones are for protection. And I put those in my little bag with a garlic clove, also witchy protection thing, and some other herbs. I can't remember what. I think I have a nail in there too, because I think you're supposed to put a nail in there. I can't remember. I'm going to have to get that recipe together and I will put it in the show notes. But I make these little bags and I hang them on my doors. Every single door that you can come in and go out of, I hang it on there just for an extra level of protection. Because once you deal with this negative energy and you deal with getting rid of it and you feel that weight lifted off your shoulders, you want to do your best to prevent it coming back into your house and draining you. Now, that didn't work for me because I was the negative energy, like an idiot, okay? I fully admit it. But I do take extra precautions on letting other people bring that in here. At the same time, it's also a mindset thing, because I'm not going to invite anyone in my house who I know is going to fuck my shit up, you know, not fuck my house up, but just fuck the energy up. You know who I'm talking about. It's probably family members or just people that just give you the ick feeling. You don't want them in your house. So that's another whole level of extra protection that we're going to talk about on some episode. It's not going to be on this one, but make yourself some little bags. Put your intentions out there. No assholes allowed in this house, including yourself. Don't be the asshole. And I also put one of these similar bag next to my bed. And it works. You know, it worked until I screwed it up. So I have, I think in the one beside my bed, I have like amethyst for peace and tranquility and a couple other things. I'll have to post that recipe as well in the show notes, but it smells good. Bonus, it smells good. So when I'm going to sleep at night, it's like, lavender sweet dreams and no horrible nightmares. So try it. What do you have to lose? Like my therapist said, don't knock it till you try it. because years ago I was like, this lady is nuts. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to sage everything. I'm going to sage everything and anything I can. I'm going to be putting these crystals around my house. I'm going to do all this shit because I do not want to be stuck in this cesspool of spiraling into the dark doo-doo anymore. And I don't know if y'all have been seeing this like me, but I'm sure TikTok probably made it popular, but I see the evil eye everywhere. It's on shoes. It's on purses. It's on tops. Necklaces, you name it. And I'm like, all right, that's kind of cool. I'm embracing it as a little fashion piece that's trending right now. So hop on that board. Get yourself some cute little evil eye shit and sprinkle that around your house. Wear it. Tie it around your neck. Put it on your shoes. Put it in your bra. I am not above admitting that I have put crystals in my bra. I put crystals in my bra. It's not comfortable. But you know what? It worked. It worked for me. And I think it's going to work for you too. So rid yourself of negative doo-doo energy. Bring the good energy in and protect it. Protect yourself. Protect your home. Protect your family. Try it. I promise it works. That's all I got for now. I will be with you spring cleaning my house and spring cleaning my mind and getting it set right so I don't do what I did during the winter months, because I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it. I'm going to be kinder to myself and kinder to everyone around me and create the safe space that I need and not fuck this shit up again. So I'm with you on the spring cleaning journey. I'm with you on the full journey, the big picture. I can see the forest through the trees, and I know maybe you can't right now, but I promise you one day you will. And if you would like to really join that journey along with me, please keep in touch. You can go to Kat Adams, and that's Adams with a double D's, .com. Subscribe to my newsletter. I'm going to be posting all about episodes in there. I'll be posting about my rom-com books. If you're still here because you like my rom-com books, I always post sales on those. They're in my newsletter. Lots of good stuff in there. And then lots of stuff coming up. Like, you know, I've mentioned before, the Patreon. My book, You're Not Stuck, is about to go up for pre-order. I have all kinds of information there. So please join my newsletter or follow me on social media. I'm mostly on Instagram. I have a love-hate relationship with TikTok. I'm going to admit it. Facebook, pretty much just a hate. Pretty much just a hate, although that might change. I do have a reader group I need to check in with. So if you're in my reader group and you're like, what the fuck has she been doing for the past year not talking to us? I'm so sorry. I will check in with you. But for now, follow me on Instagram if you really want to like keep up with my shit on a day-to-day basis, because that's what I like posting on most often, where I feel less pressure and where I know I just feel better. Also, please do not forget to rate and review this episode, because the more ratings and reviews I have, the higher it bumps up for the women who really need to see it. And if you remember that first episode, 1 in 3 women in the U.S., just in the U.S., are stuck in these situations, and I need them to hear my words. So let's spread this good news out there that they're not stuck. And one way, one small tiny way you can do that is by rating and reviewing this episode. I really, really appreciate it. And I look forward to hearing your stories about smudging your house without burning it down and how you're feeling giving up that social media and news first thing in the morning. So please keep in touch. I'll be speaking with you all again next week. But until then, stay safe and know that you're truly not stuck.